From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright. Welcome back to The Secret Life of Motherhood. Hello, Anne, on all the way on the other side in Windhoek.
Yeah, kind of feels like all the way on the other side of the world, but here we are.
It would have been nice to have a glass of wine with you right now in cold Windhoek at the coast. It has been so hot this entire week. It's been torture. It was 32 degrees at 9 o'clock yesterday morning. So I'm really missing you guys in Windhoek.
Well, Windhoek's a little weird at the moment. I mean, there are clouds. We even had a few drops over the past few days, which mid-May is like, Mayday, Mayday, something's wrong with the weather. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Apparently, we're getting a cold snap this week, but my wine is stocked. I'm good. Bring the cold. Bring it.
You also then ready for the 10 million questions your child will ask you this week. Part of motherhood is the questions.
And we thought why was annoying.
Oh, I can deal with why.
Yeah, because it's one single question. Like you just spin the wheel and you take out an answer. But this constant, can we this? Have you decided if we're going to do that? Ooh, mama, PT at school just did this. Can we also do this? It's this constant questioning that actually needs a constructive answer. But do we actually answer kids all the time?
Well, I think the first couple of times you try, like the first year after they learn how to speak, we all try to be really good at giving them great answers. And for some reason, like at some point I thought maybe they just ask me these things over and over again because of, you know, routine. I don't know. Maybe it is something like they need routine or predictability. But after 9 years, my friend, after 9 years of you and me living in the same house, the same life, the same routine, these things still come up. No, then I'm not making an effort with my answers anymore.
No. In this instance, moms tend to refer to, last week I said those huata answers. So it's a little baggie inside your mind that you keep these go-to answers, okay? And they don't necessarily mean but it's an answer. It's a reply. Because if you don't give one of those replies, then they're just going to keep on going and going and going. So this is kind of those that you try to stop.
Yeah, you try and stop the actual conversation right there.
So one of my biggest mom answers is, we'll see. We ain't about to see kid.
it's the same. It's same as I'll think about it. It's the same kind of answer. Like, no. That's
but you know,
no. It's a soft no.
No,
it's a kind no.
Yeah, because when you say straight out no, then you're gonna get a response that is going to be problematic and tantrumatic. If you can hear my two boys, my eldest, if you know, you know, and then my biological, they're playing games, okay? Whatever. Just let them have some more screen time to leave me alone. As I was saying, if you straight out say, no, we're not going to do that, you're going to get a whiplash back that's either tantrumatic or problematic. And then you just have to keep giving energy to this conversation and defending the sanity of why you wanted to say no in the first place. So then you just default, okay? And you give them just a little taste of hope and you say, we'll see.
It's I love the way you explained that. And it sounds cruel to someone who's not a parent to say, why do you keep that little bit of hope alive? Because like you said, desired reaction or more questions. And I don't want more. Okay. And if they say, if they ask you the same thing, have you thought about it yet? Yeah, but I'm still thinking about it, baby. We'll see. I don't have an answer for you yet. And it's true. I don't have an answer for you that you will agree with.
So we are now in that phase where, like, my kid wants extra screen time or extra digital, like, toys and extra this and extra that, because he's getting older, okay? And so he knows that I usually say, well, your dad and I will chat about it. And like that's the same as we'll see, because it's not going to change. And so the other day he said to me, okay, but so when you say you will chat to dad about it, why can't I be there when you chat to dad about it?
why cannot I come and make my case?
Exactly. And I was just like, oh, buddy, because sometimes grown-ups just need to talk amongst themselves, you know, without you coming with your little case and with your opinion and this and that. And you could see he wasn't happy with my, like, explanation to that. So what, some other time he's gonna probably put us down on the couch and be like, okay, so I want an iPhone for my 9th birthday, can you talk about it quickly?
You know, that whole thing of always wanting something. So I've got a couple of answers. If they say, can we please get a suite, then it is, well, net as julle blah 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 blah. Net as julle eers die skorrelgoedwasser uitpak, of net as julle in die winkel soet is, of net as jy eers jou huiswerk doen. I love that one. If you do your homework, then we can talk. and then, you know, my eldest has this thing about fairness. She's obsessed with fairness, but she's not old enough to understand that fairness doesn't always mean everything's equal. So equality equals fairness for her. And she has this thing of like, yeah, but, you know, this one gets a toy every month and that one is allowed so much screen time. Why can't I? My answer to that is different homes have different rules. Okay. That's it. Yes, that's the strokes, answer you're going to get out of me.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks. What works for one family doesn't work for another. But I've been getting that a lot. And both of our biological eldest kids are the same age, give or take a few months. But so, yeah, mine also, and he pulls that like Janne Jammerhat card, okay, where he goes, but PT has a full gaming PC setup and it makes me really embarrassed that I don't have one when he talks about it. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, well. So usually, and you know this is my go-to response for a lot of things. Oh, you want that? Well, I want more cats. That's not going to happen, is it?
I also say to my kids, like, I want chocolate every day, but it doesn't mean it's good for me. And that's not going to happen. I want you guys to stop fighting and complaining and making such a big mess. But that's not going to happen. So none of us are getting what we want. See? That's mean, isn't it?
When we grew up, our generation, I know my folks always said, oh, so Pity does that, does he? Well, if Pity's going to jump in the fire, does that mean you're going to jump in the fire?
I've used that once or twice on my youngest. Doesn't change her situation, like, but I've used it. Another one, like, speaking of wanting your kids to stop making a mess. So when they start with like making a mess, or if they start asking me to do something that's going to make a mess and I say no, like, yeah, but why? And I'm like, want wie gaan dit opruim? That's my answer. Nee, want wie gaan dit opruim? Het gaan nie. Sure.
Yeah, that's what my kid says as well. And then my reply is, sure, buddy, sure. You never want me to have fun ever.
Oh, I hear that a lot as well. Even though, oh my gosh, I need to tell you this one. So last night, and I was so proud of myself, okay, that I did not give them one of these shitty answers or mom, you know, mom guilt trips. Because unfortunately, I will cop to it, I am really good at putting my kids on a guilt trip. Not that I think it does much, but no, they were in the bath.
I get it.
they were in the bath for the first time together in quite a while, where they'd said, yes, they want a bath together, the two little girls. And I could hear them having fun. And I was like, oh, that's so good. And every now and again, I think, are they fighting? And then I realized, no, they're just like laughing so much. And so we left them for like an hour in the bath. And then I went in there. Until I saw when I went in that the water is literally half a centimeter from the rim of the bathtub. They were just having a ball and it was like sloshing over. It had gone over. It had like the whole bathroom floor was a swimming pool. It had gone down the hall and into both girls' rooms by this point.
Oh my goodness.
And that was one of those moments where I was like, wie gaan dit nou skoon maak? I did ask them, like, did you have fun? And they giggled. They said, yes, it was so much fun. And I really tried not to be an absolute bitch about it. But that was one of those moments where I was like, who do you think is going to clean this? You can do this. This is another one. Hoekom kan ons nie? Jy kan dit enig doen as jy in jou eie huis is, okay? Nie. This was one of those like, you can do this one day. You can like waste water and mess it all about when you've got your own house. But here, no. This, hierdie kite gaan nie vlieg nie.
Some of the replies we got from our Secret Life of Motherhood squad is, let's see when it's payday.
I use that one so much.
Yeah, that's also one of mine. We'll see. Payday is still a week away. We'll see when it's payday.
As mama gepay het, ja.
And then another one, ek hoor by jou pa. I'll chat to your dad. So that's one of my personal ones. Mm-hmm. And she says that now it has started to backfire because now her son doesn't even ask her for what he wants. He just goes straight to her. His dad, and his dad does not say no ever.
Oh my gosh. My husband has learned, he tells the kids, go ask your mom. They're like, but mama said we must ask you. And he's just, well, that means no. If your mom said to ask me, then that means no.
That, like, interpret the language here, child. And then another mama also said, probably like the universal mom answer, we'll see, is my go-to. I think my eldest already knows that means it ain't happening because he keeps quiet after that. And then the little one will still ask a bunch of questions. Shame.
Hasn't learned yet.
He hasn't learned yet, but he'll get there. It's tough, you know, because you get asked so many things all the time. And you just really, it's not that you want to quell the excitement, but you just also want to escape the consequences of being the damn parent in the situation and saying, "F- no."
I guess that's what it comes down to. And like, just, you know, you're explaining so much all the time. You have to explain everything, that when they ask for more explanations, you're just like, we'll see, baby. I'll think about it. But yeah, it's really hard having to answer all the questions. And I'm not trying to be a mean mom. I'm just trying to keep my sanity.
Just trying to be a mom.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
And maybe in another episode we'll do the questions we hate most. Those were the answers for, you can apply them to almost any question, you can thank us later. But questions we hate the most, we'll try and do the questions we hate most in another episode. But for today, That is it for this week. If you want to listen to all our other episodes, if you are new on the Secret Life of Motherhood block, you can go to nova.com.na and find us under the shows tab. You can also find it on Spotify and Apple, the Apple Music Store, Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. And then you can follow us on Facebook and on TikTok. On Facebook, we are The Secret Life of Motherhood. And on TikTok, we are
Secret Life 911, because we always need help. Till next time, we'll catch you again right here on The Secret Life of Motherhood.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.